and we've had a slew of recent letters from senators that were involved in the creation of the tax credit, sort of debating this back and forth, with some arguing that there should be more stringent requirements and that natural gas should not be allowed to be used at all and qualify at all for the tax credit. But there have been several more that from the original creators of the concept of hydrogen tax credit, like Senator Carper from Delaware, that are arguing that it's designed to be technology neutral. All that matters is the emissions intensity of the hydrogen. And that's the only way we're going to kickstart and scale a low carbon hydrogen economy.
Can you tell us more about this? How do you determine the emissions rate?
Of course. So as I just said, you know, the emission intensity is what matters, and there's probably one of the only tax credits that is based off of such a novel concept and a completely independent formula and modeling. And so the emissions intensity is what determines the value of the credit. And that emissions intensity refers to how many kilograms of carbon dioxide are released to produce 1 kilogram of hydrogen. And that threshold to qualify for the credit is 4 kilograms. And so to determine that emissions intensity, you have to perform what's called a life cycle analysis. And so there are several parameters for that life cycle analysis. First of all, it's the system boundary is well to gate. So that means the life cycle analysis starts at the well for natural gas and ends at the production of the hydrogen molecule. And the same goes for, hydrolysis as well. It starts at the creation of the electricity that's used to, that is then used to power the hydrolysis machine. And then the life cycle analysis ends then when the hydrogen molecule is created. And so the statute was very, very specific in terms of what Treasury and taxpayers needed to use to model that life cycle analysis, and that's the GREET model, which is the Greenhouse Gases, Regulated Emissions, and Energy Use and Technologies model, which is done out of the Argonne National Lab. And I work with Senator Manchin's former chief of staff, and I give him a hard time almost on a weekly basis about being so prescriptive in which modeling they used. But taxpayers looking to qualify for the credit then model their projected emissions along the value chain in GREET, and that end number is what determines the credit of the value. And so a couple things to keep in mind that I think a lot of people in this room know, but the emissions factors themselves are estimates based off of research and study. And so they're very dependent on the technology, the model, the investments that go into creating the facility. And there are no doohickeys on these wells or investments or refineries that measure the emissions exactly. It's all based off of estimates and what's called emissions factors. And that's what you submit to the EPA under the GHG reporting program. And that's what's also would be applicable here.
So let me ask a question. So we have GREET that's established by the Argonne National Lab, which is part of DOE. And then we have the Clean Air Act reference too. How is IRS and Treasury working? Are you working, first of all, with DOE and EPA on these issues? And how is IRS and Treasury, are there, experts in the IRS and Treasury that can understand GREET model and understand how to apply for 45V? Tell us what's going on.
Great questions, Jamie. So as you mentioned, right, in the statute says, use GREET to include emissions using the well-to-gate boundary, GREET owned by DOE and Argonne. At the same time, the statute then defines, for defining emissions, sends you to the Clean Air Act. The Clean Air Act is owned by EPA for what is in their emissions for GHG emissions. And so, yeah, we are constantly in communication interagency with DOE and EPA. We are leaning heavily on their scientific and technical expertise at both agencies to figure out what's the boundary of the analysis, how to determine GHG emissions. I mean, ultimately, our goal is to put out a rule that is faithful to the statute, and we are working hard together and collaboratively to do that.
Thank you.
Has anyone here actually used the GREET model or, like, opened it?